Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupps.
Hey, welcome to all of you out there that are tuning in to this one-hour excursion into the politics of the day here in Oregon and maybe across the whole world that really do impact your life. And the whole purpose of this radio show, as you know, is for you to help equip you with the better tools through the argumentative process. No, the persuasive process, not arguing, folks, so that you can change your world. You are the greatest influencer you'll ever know. Boy, do you have an opportunity to change your world today. Let me ask you this question. Does "say I told you so" ever work in persuading someone? Does it? I mean, how's that worked for you in times past? "Say I told you so." "See, I told you so." I don't think it does. And I'll tell you a little bit about why I feel that way in a momento. Now, also, there's a stunning headline in the Oregonian about cap and tax, the cap and trade scam. Well, here's the headline. Oregon Democrats publicly unveil new climate change legislation, still face significant opposition. Now, it's the headline. You know, most people read headlines, right? I mean, that's all they read. And in this case, this headline lays the blame on cap and trade squarely where it belongs. Now, the question is, how will those opposed to cap and trade use headlines like this? How will you use headlines like this to influence people, persuade people? Because you see, remember, folks, the news media, by and large, is the Democrat Party. I mean, I used to listen to Rush say that, and I thought, yeah, not really. But the more you read of what they write, I mean, they really have been exposed. Now, in this case, this is Ted Sickinger from the Oregonian, who I think is one of the better reporters in Oregon. I think he's a true journalist. He presents both sides generally of the issue. He has done some stunning work reporting on the realities of PERS. So when Ted Sickinger writes something, I tend to be a lot more, predisposed to believe it, that it is going to be a relatively accurate article on whatever subject it is. In this case, it is the Democrat Party, the regressive totalitarian Marxist, as I call them. And by the way, don't use that in conversation, because that's not going to help you persuade anybody. But this lays the blame for this policy, which is unpopular, to say the least. It lays the blame right where it belongs: the Oregon Democrats. And the second half of the, well, it still faces significant opposition. Now, that's not the significant opposition from the Democrats, folks. Now, remember, they only need a simple majority to pass this. They don't need a super majority to pass it, because you see, it's apparently the way this thing is set up, it doesn't raise revenue. Folks, it raises $700 million a year in revenue. Now, how that does not apply to Oregon's constitution or regularly violate Oregon's constitution, I don't know. It'd be interesting. I mean, our courts have already kind of ruled on this, and frankly, it's ridiculous to think that it doesn't. But let's go along with their little game here. Now, Democrats are really good at that, right? Calling a tax a fee and passing it on to you. And we'll talk about that, because that gets back to "see, I told you so." Is that's in relation to what the Democrats are going to do with the new sales tax. We'll get into all of that as we go through the show today. But this business of being the average person just trying to live their life, this business of them, irrespective of who's in charge, understanding who's really doing this to them. You see, the Republicans are still, in fact, I think there's a greater chance, and I'll just put this out there. I think there's a greater chance that Republicans are going to have to walk out, Republicans in the Senate. I would hope you would get enough Republicans in the House to just walk away, just like the Republicans in the Senate. I think that would be the best thing you could possibly imagine, to walk away, not allow the Democrats to do this. Now, the Democrats last time, even though the Republicans in the Senate walked out, the Democrats didn't have the votes. They didn't have the votes because of Lori Montes Anderson and Arne Roblin, and of course, Betsy Johnson, who is more Republican than she is Democrat, all said, no, I'm not going to vote for it. They're all from rural areas, although Lori Montes Anderson has she's Gresham, so she's, you know, East Portland, some rural, but really her issue was Boeing. Boeing didn't like it. Boeing was opposed to it. Now Boeing is being bought off, at least in part. And Arne Roblin, who is part of the process. See, this is the smart way that smart politicians like Kate, and believe me, she is smart, folks. Oh, I know, she's duplicitous. She's a regressive totalitarian Marxist who is anything but honest and transparent, but she's still smart, folks. You never underestimate Kate Brown, believe me. I served with her, I know. But she's been out co-opting, not only trying to blunt the impact of the timber unity movement, but she's also been out there trying to get her own house in order. That means because Lori Montes Anderson and Arne Roblin are not running again, she's trying, and she can't buy them off. All she can do is try to minimize, or rather, let me say she can buy them off. I used the wrong term. She can't bully them the way she normally. Folks, you don't need to. I mean, you need to understand this. This is how Kate Brown operates. She bullies people. You may not know that, but believe me, it's true. I know lots of inside stories over the years of how she has been able to pull that off. She bullies her way through the political process. And when she can't bully people, she buys them off. That's what she's been trying to do in the rural areas of the state with the smoke and mirrors processes she's been engaging in, primarily trying to buy off the big timber companies first. Okay. And then next, she can't bully Arne Roblin and Lori Montes Anderson because they're retiring. All right. So what she has to do is try to co-opt them in the process, buy them off, try to get their cooperation by making concessions to them. Here's the problem with that. Is that it's the camel with the nose under the tent. And the Democrats know this. They know that once you get the policy in place, it will always be in place, number one. Just look at Obamacare, folks. Yeah, Trump's had to sort of try to kill it by osmosis, but until Obamacare is overtly overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, it's going to be in place, folks. The same is true with cap and trade in Oregon. It's never going away once you get it in place. But the worst of it is this. All it will take is, again, a simple vote to just change it, to make it far worse down the road. Now, in the story by Ted Sickinger, they're talking about how, well, the environmental groups don't like it. Republicans don't like it. But, you know, I can guarantee you, friends, that what will happen here. The environmental groups that are trying to position themselves that they don't like it, they'll bring them in line, folks, because you know what they know? They know. The environmentalists know that sooner or later, through a very simple change in the law, they'll simply make it what they want it to be down the road. But one of the interesting things about this is that they know, and this is a fascinating quote in this story. Meredith Connolly, the Oregon Director of Climate Solutions, is quoted as saying, "We want to make changes to avoid legislation that is climate action in name only." if it fails to hold many large polluters accountable and fails to curb their pollution. This is the first misnomer. This is something that you can use to say, well, by the way, Ted Sickinger uses that term a lot. He's obviously a believer in that, the reporter here. But you can use, we can ask the question, right, can't you? Is the CO2 that I'm breathing out of my mouth right now that creates higher plant growth so we can feed the world, is that really pollution? Is CO2, which is a natural process of us living as human beings, is that pollution? Because you see, that's what it's all about. Oh, they're trying to say it's more than that. It's greenhouse gases. No, folks, it's all about CO2. Is it pollution? Is what I'm breathing out of my mouth pollution? Is what you're breathing out of your mouth really pollution? I mean, that's an important question that I think helps people start to think about this differently. But what's interesting is that Meredith Conley doesn't want a legislation that is climate action in name only. What she means is what she really means, folks. She wants it to have teeth in it. Because if it doesn't have teeth in it, and pollution, according to them, CO2 levels continue to rise in Oregon, folks, which they will, because this will have no impact, then it has failed, and they cannot avoid failure. Unless, of course, they can just get the news media and the public education system to cover it up, which they probably will. Now, this is why Republicans are going to have to walk out, folks. It's because they have bought off the Democrats who are going to vote against it in the Senate. Oh, they'll get it passed in the House again. They probably get it passed in the Senate unless the Republicans walk out. So let me ask you that question. Since it was a successful strategy last time, will Republicans do it again? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Should Republicans do it again? If Kate and the regressive totalitarian Marxists that run the Oregon legislature have been successful at buying off the Democrat Senate opposition, should Republicans walk away and deny a quorum? What do you think? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. When we come back from the break, I want to share with you a little bit about this, the new business tax. In fact, that's a story written by a PhD economist, a conservative guy that I know. It's on the Oregon Catalyst. It's entitled, About That New Business Tax. Now, remember when I started the show saying, is See I Told You show so an effective way of persuading people? Well, I'll explain all that when we come back. Don't go away. It's 620. Come on and see.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll go to the phones. That number is 503-589-1220. Or, you know, if you send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am, I will read it on the air. By the way, folks, did you see the national championship football game last night? That was something else. Now, I got to tell you, you know, I just watching Trump come on the field and get that what can only be amounted to a resounding approval. People chanting USA, USA, four more years. That's pretty cool. Greatly different than, of course, what he got when he went to the Washington Nationals baseball game. But that's sort of, I mean, where he was booed. You could expect that, right? Because those are liberal government workers, most of them from D.C. in Virginia. No, so when Trump goes to the Army-Navy game, massive approval. When Trump goes to the, well, the championship football game for college in Louisiana, he is overwhelmingly appreciated. That ought to scare the living daylights out of the Democrats. It would be, if I were a Democrat. Thankfully, I'm not. I want to remind you that if you want to do something really special for somebody, like, you know, I was listening to Hannity the other day talk about how he got his daughter a pedicure, you know, some years ago, and took time to, you know, out of his day to go do that, which I think is pretty cool for a dad to do. But, you know, you could do something like that special for your daughter, and you could go around with her, take the day off, and do just for whatever reasons to let her know she's special. And you could do it by hiring a limousine, like from Diamond Royalty Rides. Go to their website, diamondroyaltyrides.com, right here in Salem. A lot more affordable than you think. But now, think about how you could make somebody feel so special, especially a daughter. Maybe at the right time. Spend the day with her, go around, do things, take her to lunch, get her, go with her at a pedicure, and all those things. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. What a great idea. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you, friend? Art, good morning. Morning. There you are.
Morning, Jeff. Yeah, you got to press that button to let me on. Just so happened, I was listening to another radio station.
How could you? How could you?
I heard our Senator Roblin on there talking about the tour and how they went all over the state and the children are so concerned. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but that's the whole thing in a nutshell. They're prepared this time to make it all about the children and how traumatized they are. And we got to put this law into effect so they'll feel better. And it's really concerning, Jeff, because you remember when we were younger, they were telling us we were all going to freeze to death because we were headed into an ice age. Well, where in the heck is that ice age? And, you know, did the senators or any of them say to the kids, well, you know, they predicted that the climate was going to change and we were all going to get colder. And, of course, we didn't. So you shouldn't worry so much about it. No, and that's really concerning. And I think that's how they're going to play the game over in the Senate side and get, you know, Mons Anderson and Roblin and those senators who said, hey, we ain't going to support it, to support it this time, Jeff. And that's scary as hell.
You know, you're right on the money. That's precisely how they're going to do that. And they signal that in the story. By the way, you can see the story if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. I mean, you're absolutely right. Now, the real target, though, is Republicans, because what they want to do is use this as an issue, an election year issue on Republicans. So here's my, Art, you just tell me if you think I'm right. Here's my prediction. There will be busloads of kids showing up at the Capitol during this 35-day February session. And they're doing that because it is going to be about the children, and they're doing it to make Republicans look like they don't care about your kids because they're not passing climate legislation.
Well, you know dang well they're going to do it, Jeff. However, us Republicans need to stand up and say, hey, remember when we were kids and you told us we were going to freeze to death? Well, that was BS. And this is BS, and, you know, so what nothing to change anything. Because, Jeff, you and I both know what controls the weather, the sun. I mean, it gets warmer when the sun is really active, and, you know, it gets cooler when the sun isn't so active and all those kind of things. And that's the science of it all, and not the fiction that the Democratic Party and these climatologists who don't know what the hell they're talking about.
And that's exactly correct. Art, got to let you go. Your volume's going up and down there. We got to fix that with you one of these days, my friend. That's what Art thinks. What do you think? 503-589-1220. Does it matter what we think if the educational system is not telling, well, the history that Art just articulated? Because that's right. You can find lots of stories, some of them, some predictions made by back in the 70s by some scientists that we were going into an ice age. And now some of those same scientists have reversed course. Why? Because they were wrong. Art's right. Our kids are not being taught that. Don't you think kids would be smart enough to figure out that they're being lied to and manipulated? I think so, but I also think he's right. This is all about the kids, folks. The way they're going to try to shame Republicans and try to influence the election in 2020 in November is to use the children, because now carbon taxes that destroy rural economies is all about the children. 6:30, what do you think? I got a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us if you're just joining us for a little politics with your coffee. Talking about two things today, and I'm going to get into this subject. I opened the show with it, but I think this is important. The purpose of the show, as you know, is to help you be more persuadable with those who are persuadable. Does the phrase, "see, I told you so," does it ever persuade anybody? I say it doesn't. We're also talking about the interesting headline in the Oregonian about how the Democrat lawmakers, this is the headline, Oregon Democrats publicly unveil new climate change legislation, still face significant opposition. Should Republicans walk away this time and deny a quorum? Because they have, I think the story signals that Kate has been busy buying people off. She can't bully the two swing Democrat senators, Arne Roblin and Lori Montes Anderson. So she's been working to significantly reduce the opposition from both of them through trying to buy off Boeing, and which is in Lori Montes Anderson's Gresham district, and Arne Roblin, who as a school principal, he's very much, they're both retiring, so they can't be bullied. But, you know, he's listening to all these kids express significant concern about climate change. We got to do something about it. And that was Art's whole point. They're not being taught that, yeah, you know, when I was a kid, they were telling us we were going to have an ice age. And now the earth is going to burn up and climate change and CO2 and all this stuff. We're scaring these kids to death. We're talking about those two things today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, if you haven't tried CBD oil products, I want to encourage you to do it. It works for me. You guys know that. And I'm quite serious when I say this. It works for me in so many ways. Maybe it'll work for you. Maybe you ought to talk to the folks in South Salem on South Commercial. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Maybe you ought to talk to them. Because you know what? They have some interesting stories to share with you. But even more importantly, they sell CannaShield. CannaShield is CBD products made in Oregon from Oregon. Oregon CBD. Very high quality. They guarantee what they're selling to you. And guarantee it'll be everything that they say it is. And you know what? You can learn more if you go to vimsalem.com. V-I-M, vimsalem.com. Let's go to the phones. And we'll go to Danny to get Danny's perspective on these issues today. Danny, good morning. What do you think?
I think they only have really one play, and that's to go hide in Idaho. I mean, that's unfortunate that they have to take off to try to fight these rogue bills, but that's really the only play they have in our state. If she doesn't have them arrested before they take off this time.
Well, that'll be interesting to see if she really has the power to do that, because there still is some question that she does. Now, Danny, I'll let you in on a little secret. Two things. It won't be Idaho. It's too cold in Idaho this time of year. I think they're going someplace south where it's a little warmer. But also, they have a legislative, well, they have some kind of a legal opinion now that says they can fine people. Now, whether she can really, Kate can swear out arrest warrants, is still up for debate. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But you think it's the only thing they can do. Why?
They don't have unity, and the GOP in this state needs to get together with Timber Unity, with Pushback Oregon, with the Oregon Tea Party. They have to realize that all these groups need to like combine into one group and work together, get advertising on TV, and do something different, because we're watching our state slip away, and really nothing is changing. Other than they keep on winning seats in Oregon, and we're just losing it.
So some of those seats that they have won in Oregon were by very small margins. And Danny, let me ask you a question. Do you think if people realized that they were being manipulated, lied to, that maybe some of those votes would change and Democrats wouldn't win so much, wouldn't be able to ram their far left agenda down our throats?
I have liberal friends. I have Democratic friends. I've got Republican friends. I've, you know, from all walks of life, and a lot of them are set in their ways, and they're not going to change. I mean, if I saw something bad happen from my party, I would most likely vote in a different direction. But a lot of those people won't even think about it. It's something they won't even consider. Even if they have to open up their pocketbooks for the rest of their life, they think that that's for the greater good. It's kind of sad.
That's right, and you're right. Those are not the persuadables, but there's still a lot of people out there that are, and those are the people we're trying to reach. Danny, thanks for calling. Yep. I appreciate it, and thanks for your perspective today. Do it again, won't you?
Yep, no problem.
All right, that's Danny. That's what he thinks. 503-589-1220. What do you think? Shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. In fact, I've got an email to read you from my friend Lee. To put this in perspective a little bit, let's think about this. Lee writes, kids and climate control. Now, there's a word to use, right? See, it's not climate change. Use the term climate control. Because that sort of got people... I mean, that paints a different image in your mind, doesn't it? Climate control. Control what? Anyway, he writes this. I am prepared to claim anyone that uses kids in an attempt to exploit their climate change agenda as child abusers. They are the sick blanks that physically abuse kids. In the new batch that mentally abuse them by lying to them and using them to influence the ignorant. They want to play on emotion. Okay, child abuser. So let me pose this question to you. He brings up an interesting point. Is it child abuse to manipulate the emotions and lie to a child? I mean, it's not physical child abuse, but is it mental child abuse? And could that be a basis of, say, suing in the courts? One of the things that most people don't realize is that this climate change business, this climate control business, is about control. It's about Marxist control of your life. It's about taking away your choice. Now, the liberals love that word choice, don't they? Because it's all about a woman's choice to kill her baby. Her reproductive freedom is choice. Using it with climate choice. Why would you limit my climate choices? By climate control, especially if you use children and abuse them mentally. This whole business of fear is exactly that. Now, how are they doing this? Well, they're doing it largely in public education. See, I told you so. Is that an effective way of persuading somebody? No, because that's what I conclude out of this article by Dr. Eric Fruits, a PhD economist, who works at the Cascade Policy Institute in Portland. Now, it's the Oregon's only free market think tank. Wrote this article on the Oregon Catalyst called About That New Business Tax. And he talks about how most people just don't understand that this is worse than just a sales tax, folks. And that's what it is, because it says in the legislation it's a tax on sales. It's worse than that, because it's how much it raises your cost of living, how much it takes out of your pocket, even how much it takes out of the poorest of Oregon citizens' pockets, how it hurts small businesses, a lot of your small businesses down the street. And it does. Even if they say, well, it doesn't raise your cost of living, it doesn't tax your groceries. Oh, yes, it does, folks. In so many ways. But what's interesting about this is that it's all for the children, isn't it? The fact, and Danny brought up an interesting point. Many Democrats, many leftists are okay with paying more out of their pockets because they think that it's good overall, that it's important, it's necessary. Really, is it? What if the Democrats don't use this money for the intended purpose or siphon off big chunks of it? Because, friends, that's the "see, I told you so," which I don't think you should use. You want to, I want to, but you shouldn't, because it isn't how you persuade somebody. Friends, Democrats are going to be Democrats. They are going to look at this huge amount of money that we have just started paying, that you have just started paying for almost everything you buy in Oregon today. Because every way up the food chain, the supply chain of your local business, and I don't care whether it's your mom and pop shop, it's your grocery store, you're going to pay a piece of this. Democrats are going to look at this pot of money and they are going to siphon it off and use it for other things. And it's not all just backfilling curves either. No, there's lots of other things they're going to use it for. And I'll talk a little bit more about why I think this is not a good CI told you so. It's true, but it ain't how you persuade it. 6:48, take it away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
All right, friends, we are back. Great to have you with us. It is 10 minutes to the top of the hour. That means it's 6:50. In a moment, we'll go back to the phones. Let me explain to you just briefly, and then we'll go to Rebecca and Tim who are on the line. Why I don't think, see, I told you so, is a good persuadable phrase. Because you know what? When somebody says that to me, it's bragging. It's gloating. Nobody really likes that. I don't like it, and I bet you don't either. Okay. So even though we know the Democrats in the legislature, I mean, they've already siphoned off maybe as much as $600 million of this money in the K-12 budget. It was all supposed to go to that, right? This new hidden sales tax that's going to raise our cost of living. We know that they've already siphoned off a bunch of it. It's simply in the actual numbers. They didn't raise the K-12 budget by the amount of money that they said this new hidden sales tax is going to create. They didn't. Look at the numbers. It doesn't add up. So they've already used some of it. They will use even more of it because they can't help themselves. You see, they have this far-left radical agenda. They have to have more money to keep it moving forward. The beast of uncontrollable Kate Brown state government. So they're going to look at this money, and they're going to use it. You know it. I know it. So when that happens and the stories will come out, you don't say, see, I told you so. You could begin a conversation by saying something like, I knew it. I knew they would do this. It's what they always do. They lie to us. They said all this money from this new hidden sales tax was going to go into the classroom. Look at this story. They're using it for this. They're using it for that. But that opens the door for a conversation a heck of a lot better than, see, I told you so. Am I right or am I wrong about that? Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What do you have to say about all of this?
I just remember time after time after time that they've done this exact same thing to us. And they clear back when I was young, the Democrats or the evolutionists or the, you can call them all kinds of things, but the people who were trying to change our worldview so that they could manipulate it, did the exact same thing as they're doing with climate change. They did it with the evolution creation debate. And they have made us appear that we are stupid and we don't think things out, that we're irrelevant. And they've been practicing this technique for a long, long time. And they are, it's difficult because people are unaware that they're being lied to. And so they trust. But,
well, you're right about that. Excuse me. So do you think Lee has a point that these kids who are being lied to about climate change, that that's really child abuse?
Well, a lot of times the people, the lies have gone on for so long and are so well disseminated that the people who are telling the lies often don't realize that they're lying. So it's kind of like Hillary and her emails. She should go to prison, and in fact, she should be hanged for treason. But will anybody
hanged
about it?
For treason?
That's
pretty extreme, Rebecca.
Her email server was accessed by our enemies, and our agents all over the world got killed because their locations were discovered. And so
that's a pretty extreme thing, but and I'm going to let you go because I want to move on to Tim and give him some time there. But okay. I mean, your point is, and I get it, and I appreciate your point. I don't agree that she should be held accountable. That is for sure. And I got to let you go, Rebecca. So let's move on to Tim. Tim, good morning. What say you today?
I'm going to, well, I think we need to talk about issue specific instead of an opinion. When I testify, I have never stated an opinion. I always go down there and educate. So let's take, for example, the receipts tax. Everyone who has an opposing opinion, ask them if they know. So, Republican Party, you get what you don't do. They did nothing to educate the people about it, because if the people knew it, they wouldn't vote for it. If they knew that they were going to pay that tax and the impact on them, if they knew that money wasn't going to schools, I don't think they would support it to begin with. But they don't know that.
Well, you're right about that. But yesterday there was a hearing where they're talking about how, I mean, what are we? We're not even 15 days into this new tax. And yesterday the hearing at the state capitol was about how this new tax is already helping schools. Right? Really? Yeah. So why is it, Tim? I mean, you bring up a good point. Why is it that Republicans are incapable of articulating exactly what you said? Why?
Well, first of all, when I testify, as many of them don't know as the Democrats, they don't know. Remember, I told you that I testified for 2 years, two different sessions on a sales tax. I never got a comment from anyone. And they can see it on my website, the opinion article and the video of my testimony. They don't know. Most of the time I testify about things they don't know. So it would be fun to sit down with Republicans and ask them about it. How many of them know it?
This is why it's so important for people to show up on February 6th. That's the opportunity to beat Democrat legislators over the head with your presence. I'm metaphorically, folks. Tim, thanks for your thoughts. I don't suggest that physically. I just mean that that's exactly what Tim's talking about. That's how you educate. You show up at the Capitol. In fact, we will teach you, we, the Oregon Citizen Lobby, just exactly how you can do that. Even if a Democrat legislator doesn't want to talk to you, you can talk to them. There are techniques. Rich writes me a great email. Says, my family and I don't think it's if they should walk out, it's when they should walk out, the Republicans. Sadly to say, if the socialists were up for re-election in February, then maybe those crazy laws wouldn't even be brought up. Yes, it's child abuse. Climate change is just another way to take our money and get more control over us. And Dale writes, Jeff, here's a quote from Adolf Hitler. Quote, he alone who owns the youth gains the future, unquote. Thanks, Dale. Doesn't that put it in perspective? I think it does. And then I got a follow-up email from Rich. It says, read the book called Child Abuse in the Classroom by Phyllis Schlafly. It's about 1984, 1985. Excellent point. This has been going on a long time. Adolf Hitler recognized it. Something to think about, and we'll talk about it more certainly as we go forward. Thanks for listening today, folks. I hope you're back tomorrow. I will be. Get out there, make it a great day, and persuade someone.